talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, I'll tell you, I'm very proud of Devil Radio for launching an app. You can buy it on Apple, Google, download it from our website. Go around, you have it on your phone, Alexa, Devil Radio, on your phone, 24/7, you can listen to Devil Radio, your favorite shows on Devil Radio. A lot to talk about today. Let's get right to it. Piece of crashing news, the House, no surprise really, has voted to establish the Insurrection Commission, the commission to investigate the cause and the background of the January 6th insurrection. In that insurrection, police officers were beaten, dragged down the stairs. Several were beaten over the head with lead pipes, brain damaged. One officer had his eye gouged out. Another one stabbed with a pole. The other one, Brian Sicknick, the next day had a stroke. They claimed that, that was just a coincidence. Yeah, really, just a coincidence. Beaten and abused. Another officer was down there about to kill him, and he said, I have a wife and four kids, and several of them took mercy on him. They didn't let him beat him to death. They would have beaten him to death otherwise. Two insurrectionists were killed, both women. One was shot. They were about to break in and murder congressmen and secrets. I guess it was a Capitol Police officer or somebody guarding the Congress. Shot her, killed her. Another one was trampled to death. The mob trampled over her. Her buddies screamed, please don't kill her. And they killed her. They trampled her. This is the one that Andrew Clyde of Georgia said was like a tourist visit. Yeah, a tourist visit. And there's a picture of Andrew Clyde fearing for his life, pushing furniture up against the wall to keep the mob out from killing members of Congress. Andrew Clyde lied. He's a Republican, and not all Republicans lie. There's some that don't. Mitt Romney doesn't. Liz Cheney doesn't. Adam Kinzinger doesn't. But the House voted to establish the commission. 35 Republicans joined them. All the Democrats plus 35 Republicans. A little over 250 members in the House against, 175 Republicans. Roughly that was the breakdown. Pretty resounding. Remember, a commission, a committee, the Homeland Committee, equally split between Democrats and Republicans, had recommended it. A bipartisan, no politics inquiry. You couldn't have any members of Congress on it. You couldn't have any office holders in the government. Just law enforcement and experts. The chairman would be a Democrat because the Democrats control the House and the Senate. The vice chairman would be a Republican. And no subpoenas could issue without both of them agreeing. Or 6 of the 10 agreeing, and that means at least one Republican. In other words, the Republicans had veto power over any subpoena. Some of them are trying to protect Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy told a colleague that he talked to Trump the afternoon of January 6th and said, Mr. President, you've got to stop this. People are going to get killed. And Trump said to him, apparently, Kevin, they think more about our country than you do. And he chortled. He sat there chuckling at what was happening. And he put out these real weak little statements like, okay, guys, probably time to go home, but thank you for everything you're doing. I love you. I love you. They just poked the cop's eye out, gouged it. Stabbed one of the pole, beaten others with lead pipes, dragged these cops down the stairs by their ankles, bumping their heads against the stairs. They were in good shape. If you did that to a lot of people, they'd have a subdural hematoma. Trump chortled and said he loved them. Well, now Kevin McCarthy is in a little hot water because back in January, both he and Moscow Mitch McConnell, both blasted Trump. Moscow Mitch said what happened was an insurrection. It should be taken care of by prosecutors, criminally prosecuted. Then he voted against convicting Trump on the impeachment, said, well, that's not necessary. He's not in office now, but the prosecutor will get him. Kevin McCarthy said, well, we're beyond Trump now. That's in the past. What happened? We talked about this a little yesterday, but what happened? Polls happened. Something like 60% of the Republican Party want Trump to stay involved, think he's a leader. Not the full 60%, but a lot want him to be the nominee in 2024. All these people are scared in the Republican Party. If they get a primary opponent, and if Donald Trump endorses that primary opponent and says that Kevin McCarthy and Moscow Mitch are no good, he's already said Moscow Mitch is no good. You know, when you try to be a weasel and suck up to both sides, you get eaten by lions on both sides. And that's what's happening to Moscow Mitch. But all these members of Congress are afraid of their political lives, so they suck up to Trump. And that's what's going on here. Now, what happens going forward? It's a pretty reasonable idea. Bipartisan commission, no office holders, no congressmen, all experts. Equally split, Democrat, Republican. No subpoena can issue at all without a Republican approval. It has to go to the Senate. And Moscow Mitch came out yesterday and said he's opposed to it. That weaselly little Moscow Mitch. Moscow Mitch said he's opposed to it because it's not bipartisan. It's not independent. Hey, it's 10 people, 5 Republicans, 5 Democrats, and the chair and the vice chair, Democrat, Republican, have to agree on any subpoena or it doesn't issue. And it can be no congressmen and no officials. What do you mean it's not bipartisan? What do you mean it's not independent? Of course, he lied and he gives a smirk, little Moscow Mitch smirk. People in Kentucky, you know, the people in Kentucky, I love them. My cousin's aunt and uncle lived in Louisville for a long time. My uncle worked for DuPont in Louisville back in the 50s. That was back when they had a plant down there. Great people in Kentucky, but I'll tell you what, they have bad judgment in their senators. Moscow Mitch and Rand Paul, very bad judgment. So Moscow Mitch is going to block it. Now, what happens? Under the present rules of the filibuster, it would take 10 Republicans to join 50 Democrats to break the filibuster. This business of Kamala Harris voting doesn't work. She can only vote if it's an absolute tie vote, but here it needs 60 votes. Moscow Mitch opposed it. Now in the House, 35 congressmen from the Republicans supported it. Congressman Katko, K-A-T-K-O, of New York, moderate Republican, was the chair. I should say he was the ranking member of the committee. In a bipartisan way, pushed it through. I haven't looked at a list of the 35, but I'm sure a lot of them were moderates from the Midwest and the North, Northeast, and the Northwest. But the point is, Moscow Mitch can probably block it in the Senate. Some senators will vote for it. I hope that Romney does. I hope that Murkowski does. I hope, quite frankly, that people like Toomey of Pennsylvania, who's retiring, and Burr of North Carolina, who's retiring, and Blunt of Missouri, who's retiring, and some of the others will vote for it. But it's hard to come up with 10. Every Republican in the state of Wisconsin voted against the commission in the House. Every one of these congressmen, Tiffany, Fitzgerald, Gallagher, Stile, Grothman, all voted against it. Ron Johnson's going to vote against it. So where do you get the 10? Well, let me tell you what I think we should do. Joe Manchin won't get rid of the filibuster in general, but you can, under the rules, get rid of the filibuster for just individual bills anytime you want. I think that Biden and Schumer should go to Manchin and say, look, on this one, for the love of Pete, let's suspend the filibuster because there's fraud going on here and violence. Get Manchin to go along, and then it would only take 50 votes. And if the Republicans came up with 50, which they won't, because I think that at least Romney will vote the correct way. At least Romney will vote the correct way. It'd be golden. And even if it wasn't, then Kamala Harris can come in. Would Manchin do that? I mean, at some point, what kind of atrocity, fraud, and violence do the Republicans have to perpetrate? Do they have to advocate? Do they have to conceal before Manchin will say, at least this, I will agree to suspend it for this one bill. At least this. He should do it for SB1, the voting rights bill. He should do it for that. But at least this, officers were beaten. They were gouged. They were stabbed. One died of a stroke. Everybody in the Republican side claims, oh, totally coincidence. He would have died of a stroke anyway, even if he'd been on vacation in Puerto Rico. Give me a break. I'm tired of hearing all this. Anyway, that's where it stands. If Moscow Mitch succeeds in blocking it, what I would recommend is that Pelosi in the House just launch an investigation out of the House itself. She can do that. It won't look bipartisan, but it would get done. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.